What's up, Dream Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Elm Street. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
And this week, we are coming at you with a Brooks pick of our birthday month. And you chose the Wishmaster franchise.
Yes.
Okay, so in our previous episode, we mentioned that it was a limit to five movies in the franchise. This was four. What made you pick this one over some of the other bangers that we could have done?
Just like the premise of it, and like from what I was doing research, like they're like fun movies, and like I don't know, like a djinn, just a killer djinn that like grants wishes, but like kind of does it like in a fucking horrific way. I don't know, it sounded fun. I don't
It's
get
like,
too much into it, but I'm glad that I picked this franchise, but also not glad.
to put it lightly.
I wish I watched it a different way, I'll say that.
Okay, that's fair. Like, not all four movies kind of back to back to back.
No, not in 1, 2, 3, 4 order.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, so you had never watched any of these before, right?
No, never.
Okay. Yeah, because I'd only ever watched the first one. All right, cool. Okay, before we talk about it, we will kick off our news and booze. What are you drinking tonight?
I stopped by Broadhead Brewery beside Theo's daycare, so I picked up a Ottawa Wheat 26.
Okay.
Yeah,
What's it?
raspberry wheat ale.
Oh, that sounds good.
I hope it's better than the one I had last night. I don't want to speak badly, but it smelled absolutely awful and was not a fan of it.
Okay.
It was a peach mango,
Oh.
and I got a six pack of it, and yeah.
That sounds like it would be good.
And right? That's not a fan. Not a
No,
fan.
okay. I am drinking Kemphill Brewing Company's Out for a Rip
Hell
light
for a
beer.
rip, are you, bud?
Yeah. This one's only 3.7. That's a really light beer.
Guess he ain't going for a rip after all.
Oh, apparently not. Well, I guess maybe that's what the whole premise is, because like you could technically go for a rip after drinking one.
That's, yeah, maybe that's what, I mean, it is chemical, you know.
That's not bad. Very light though. All right, besides these four movies, what are your other last four watched, if you have any?
I do have a few. So I want when I watched Project Hail Mary for my birthday, IMAX, fucking loved it. Love to see it again in the theater, but it was amazing, so good. And yeah, definitely recommend it. Watched Basic Instinct for the first time. I
Right.
know you were very offended by me watching it.
I was not offended.
That sounded like it. Like I'm some
Called you a
creep or something like that.
dirty
Yeah.
dog.
Good movie. Good movie.
It is good.
Yeah. And then what else? Watched Ready or Not last night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Just, I don't know. Browsing Crave and saw it there. I'm like, you know, I'm watch this. I'm logged it actually on Letterboxd. So, and sequel just came out. So, yeah,
The
that's pretty
sequel's
much
getting
it.
pretty good reviews from
Yeah,
what I've seen.
yeah.
Like,
I've
not,
heard it's like
yeah.
not as good as the first one,
No.
but I've heard like different things. Like, so I've heard some people say that Samara Weaving and Catherine Newton have great chemistry, and then other people saying that they're terrible chemistry. So I guess it's just your opinion, I guess.
That it?
Yeah.
All right. I got the Dead Silence steelbook, 4K steelbook.
Nice.
So I watched that. I watched the new Alan Ritchson movie, War Machine, on Netflix. I watched it before he kicked the shit out of that guy. So now I like him even more.
Nice.
And then, yeah, the four Wishmaster movies. And then, can't remember who it was in Guilt and the Rednecks Discord. They mentioned Warriors of Virtue. And I've told you about it before. And then I found out it was on Tubi. So I was super stoked about that. And I
Yeah.
watched it. I don't think you would enjoy it as much because you never watched it whenever you were a kid. I feel like the enjoyment that I have with it is through the lenses of nostalgia.
Okay.
But you may enjoy it. I don't know. I don't know. I had a lot of fun with it as a kid, and I still had a lot of fun with it the other night whenever I watched it. But
Yeah.
could just be purely nostalgia you pop up. We both got Crimson Desert today, finally.
Yeah.
So excited to play that tonight whenever we're done.
Yeah, I already put like 2 hours into it.
2 hours?
Well, I don't know, 2 hours, but definitely more than an hour. Yeah.
I only have like half an hour into it. Anywho, as for news, unfortunately, we have two passings to announce. Nicholas Brendon from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, he passed away at
Okay.
54. He played Xander. And then obviously the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Chuck Norris passed away at 86.
Yeah.
In better news, Jennifer's Body 2 sounds like it's got a green light and they're currently writing it. And
Yeah.
Diablo Cody's coming back to write it, and Karen Kusama is going to be directing it. And Megan Fox and Amanda Seyfried have said that they have interest in coming back for it. I don't know, man. I think it could be good. Did you watch the new Spider-Man trailer for A New Day?
Unfortunately, yes.
You did watch it? Oh,
Yeah.
did it play at
No, I just
the
saw it
movie?
on
Oh.
TikTok. Yeah. I think it looks really bad.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't look as good as the other ones, but I'm stoked about
Yeah.
what else do we got? Andy Muschietti has what?
Go ahead.
I was gonna say Andy Muschietti has promised that the Epic 2 movie It Supercut is still coming eventually. And there's
It's
also rumors that there's gonna be a third movie
really
that focuses on Richie. I don't know if there's
okay.
any truth behind that or not, but
Yeah.
and then I have one more. Lights Out 2, the sequel to I enjoyed Lights Out. We liked that one, didn't we? Whenever we
Yeah, we
recorded
covered
that.
it on the podcast a few years ago.
I think I remember enjoying that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they're doing a sequel in development at
Nice.
New Line.
Did you see the new trailer that dropped today?
No. I didn't watch any trailers today.
It's called The End of Oak Street.
Okay. I did hear about that.
And it's by David Robert Mitchell, who did It Follows. It has Ewan McGregor and Anne Hathaway. And pretty much the premise is a mysterious event happens and rips a suburban neighborhood back into like the Jurassic era, like prehistoric.
I think I can get behind that. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Maybe I'll watch the trailer after. All right. What do we have for 4Ks?
4Ks. All right, 4Ks. We got Shanghai Blues, A Bridge Too Far, Uncommon of Valor, The Key, Hail
Okay.
Caesar. Cutter's Way, interesting cover. Red Sonja, Killers of the Flower Moon on Criterion. I really like that cover art. The Survivor, and Dead Kids.
Okay. Quite the
Yeah.
title.
Yeah.
All right. So some obscure ones this week.
Yeah.
All right, man, you ready to dive into this movie franchise?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Like we said in the intro this week, we're talking about the Wishmaster franchise that spans from 1997 to 2002. With the franchise rundown, Wishmaster is a horror franchise centered on a malevolent ancient djinn who grants human wishes in twisted, fatal ways. Imprisoned in a fire opal, the djinn seeks to fulfill three wishes for the person who frees him, which will break the seal and allow his demonic brethren to enslave Earth. Kind of reminds me of the monkey paw from The Simpsons, like in the Trios of
A
Horror.
little bit, yeah,
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 like they wish for things, but then it gives it to them, but like in a fucked
yeah.
up kind of way.
I will say we'll get more into it, but first two movies definitely horror. The second movies we probably could have covered on our other podcast, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. All right, the directors. So we have Wishmaster from 1997, was directed by Robert Kurtzman, produced by Wes Craven,
Yeah, that's kind of surprised me.
and Tom Savini did the effects for it.
Yeah.
So this one had the recipe for a very, very good movie.
Yes.
Wishmaster 2 from 1999 was directed by Jack Sholder. Wishmaster 3, Beyond the Gates of Hell from 2001 was directed by Chris Angel. Not that Chris Angel.
Yeah,
I
thank
looked it
God.
up.
Fuck this, Chris Angel.
This was filmed in Winnipeg, so technically a Canadian movie.
Yeah.
And Wishmaster, The Prophecy Fulfilled from 2002, also directed by Chris Angel and also filmed in Winnipeg. They
It was like
filmed.
filmed. Oh, you're about to say what it
I
was
was,
going to
yeah.
say, I
Go ahead,
think.
though.
They filmed it like back to back weekends, the movies, pretty much.
Pretty quick. For the casts, Andrew Divov played the djinn in 1 and 2. John Novak played the djinn in 3 and 4. Buckle up. Robert Englund, Tony Todd, Kane Hodder, Ted Raimi, and Angus Scrimm were all in first Wishmaster movie.
What a fucking cast. Holy
Right?
shit.
Yeah. Tommy Lister Jr. and Bokeem Woodbine were in part two.
You're forgetting someone.
Uh-oh. Who else was in two?
Our fucking boy, I forget his name from the show. Paul Johansson. He was fucking the dad from One Tree Hill who killed his brother.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. God damn it. I totally forgot about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking Dan Scott.
Yeah, Dan Scott, yeah.
Yeah, right. I was stoked to see him in that too.
Yeah, me too.
AJ Cook played Diana in part three. And Emmanuel Augier played Eleanor Smith in part two. She was in a couple of Saw movies.
Yeah.
Tara Spencer Nairn played Lisa in part four, and Michael Trucco played Steven in.
Yes, our boy Uncle Coop from One Tree Hill.
What did you think? I hated Andrew Divov's face. I'm sorry. But, like, just such a fucking punchable face, man. Like, that smile.
I think that's why I fucking love him as the djinn.
Oh my God, dude. His fucking stupid ass smile.
Oh man,
It just.
I loved it so, especially in Wishmaster 2. Like, I think he phoned that one in for sure, but oh man, I loved it.
All right. That's fair. We can agree to disagree.
Yeah.
I liked him better than John Novak, but.
100 for 200%.
Yeah, but I just, man, I did not like him at all. Like
Oh man.
whenever he
Yeah.
turns into like his human form.
Okay, we'll get into it. Yeah.
All right. Okay. I want to bring up something too. I don't know when I can bring it up. All right, let's do this franchise discussion. We will rank the movies. I
Yeah.
want to know how you ranked these.
Okay. It's my least favorite, Wishmaster 4. This was honestly a toss-up between Wishmaster 4 and Wishmaster 3.
Yeah, legit.
I gave it a 0.5 out of
Okay.
1, or sorry, 0.5 out of 5.
Yeah. My least favorite is also Wishmaster 4. Wishmaster 4, I gave it a 1 out of 5.
Okay.
Could have given it a half star too. Yeah. It I did not enjoy this movie whatsoever. I found myself on my phone more than watching the movie a lot of the time, and it's just so fucking poorly put together, man. Awful.
My Wishmaster, or my third rank, I guess, is Wishmaster 3. Also gave a 0.5 out of 5. I was actually so fucking mad at fucking Chris Angel. Like, Andrew Dyvoff, I don't know how to say his name. He was going to come back for Wishmaster 3. He wrote his own script, and I don't know if he read on the IMDb trivia for Wishmaster 3, but it said what it was going to be.
Oh, really?
And the studio, or he took it to Chris Angel, and Chris Angel said no, and he wrote his own script for these
Okay.
movies, which I don't
Hot
know.
mess.
Hot mess, like total like shift in change of movie. Like, there's barely any horror in it. It's more like fantasy action, like comedy a little bit, but like not even like so bad it's funny. Just like, what am I watching? Like, just I wish that I watched 3 and 4 first before 1 and 2, because I felt like I wanted to go back to Devoff. Maybe, I don't know. Just terrible for me.
My third place, Wishmaster 3 for me too. Sorry. I don't know why I was having a struggle reading that. I same as you. I didn't realize that he was planning on coming back and he had wrote his own script and everything like that. I thought that they just kind of took a shift with the
No.
movies. Yeah, because this was 2 years after Wishmaster 2. But it was, yeah, man, it was bad.
I think
Just
that's
as
why
bad.
Devoff said, like, fuck you, I'm not fucking doing this movie. Like,
Yeah. I gave this one a 1 as well.
it's just
They're not enjoyable movies.
no, they're on Tubi, thank God, so they were free, but
Yeah, all 4 of the movies were free watches, thankfully. I think 1, 3, and 4 are on Tubi. And I think 3 and 4, I think, are on Prime as well.
Yeah, something like that.
And then Wishmaster 2 was on Plex, so.
Yeah.
All right, what's your second movie?
My second, this is like huge step up. Like, 3 and 4 are like just not even worth mentioning, to be honest. I have Wishmaster 2. I gave it a 3 out of 5. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I was laughing so fucking hard. I love Andrew Dyvoff in this movie. I know you hate his face, but his facial, like, acting, just, it's like, when I saw him, I was like, that is a fucking djinn. That is someone who is playing
Yeah.
games with someone, and he's just looking to get a wish. And like, whenever someone says something and he's trying to get them to say the wish, and they wish something, and he's like, you think that's a good wish? And then I don't know. Just his facial, I thought, was amazing. So yeah, I really enjoyed that one. 3 out of 5 for me.
All right, that's fair. My second is also Wishmaster 2, so we have the same rankings. Although I did not enjoy this one as much as you did, I gave it a 2-star rating. Didn't love it. It's definitely a step up from 3 and 4. I would be fine if there was only 2 of these movies. And honestly, like maybe on a second watch, I will enjoy. I just, yeah, I don't know. It's there's just something about that actor that I didn't like, but he did a good job for what he was supposed to do, I guess. Because, yeah, I don't know. He's supposed to have that mischievous, kind of arrogant look to him, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So he did a good job in that
Yeah. And
regard.
like I almost put this above like Wishmaster up until like kind of like the latter half of the movie. I didn't really like where it ended, but
Yeah.
I just liked the whole setting in the first half.
Yeah. Because two was the heist, right? At the beginning?
Yeah, when he puts himself in jail. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the heist and
The heist at the
Devoff. Yeah,
beginning.
he puts himself in prison so he
Yeah.
could get more souls. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause, yeah. Tommy Lister's the guard. That's right. All right. So obviously.
Yeah, obviously number one is Wishmaster. Again, had a really good time with it. Stellar cast. And like for Wishmaster 1 and 2, like the practical effects are amazing. I mean, same in Wishmaster 3 and 4, like the actual djinn like went like looks good. Like a lot of makeup and shit that they had to go through, but yeah, so anyway, yeah, 3.5 out of 5. Liked it. The cast is awesome. Just a fun movie, cool kills, some shitty CGI, but I mean it's just you gotta ride with it. So 3.5 out of 5.
Obviously, my favorite is also the first movie. I give it a 3 out of 5.
Okay.
All the same reasons as you. Like, the cast is awesome. We have some fucking horror legends in here. And Angus Scrim is narrating it, which was cool.
Yeah.
And like, you can tell that Savini's behind the effects in this one because everything's done really well. Like, all the practical effects are done so good. And like, that opening scene in, was it Egypt that they were in?
Yeah.
Like, that was just fucking wild way to start this
It was
movie.
like fucking a snake man and
Yeah.
some other wild shit. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, some of the kills, like in the first 5 minutes, I was just like, oh yeah, this is sick. So yeah, the first movie is a lot of fun. The second one is a lot of fun too. But yeah, then 3 and 4, it just goes completely downhill. I'm gonna bring it up now because you kind of mentioned it. So you enjoyed the look of the djinn, obviously. I think you said that, right?
Yeah, like I like the look of the djinn in the first two, but I thought
Yeah.
for what 3 and 4 are, just absolute like what's like that the show late night showcase, like that
Yeah,
kind of vibe.
sci-fi,
Yeah,
like
exactly, sci-fi,
straight to TV movie.
like you know a little bit of nudity and like softcore porn, and yeah.
My biggest gripe with the djinn in 3 and 4 is like, if you've seen the movies, you know what he looks like, but he kind of has, he almost looks like Psycho Goreman in a way, like certain
Yeah,
aspects of
that's
him.
accurate.
But he's got like these like bone shoulder pad type things that like they like protrude out of it, the tops of his shoulders, and then they look like horns coming out of his head.
Almost
But
looks like braids, kind of.
I yeah, but they look like they're supposed to be horns, and in 3 and 4 you can tell that they're just like rubber. They're moving all over the place. I was
Yeah, at
like,
one
are
point
these
he's like
supposed to be
playing with them.
horns?
He's like twirling them around.
Yeah, I
It's
don't
like,
know. I don't know what they're supposed to be, but
yeah.
it just, I don't know, man. It drove me crazy. Like, you can tell that the suit in 3 and 4 is just like a rubber suit.
Yeah.
And it drove me fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I wanted to bring up.
Yeah.
How does this franchise rank for you among other horror franchises?
As a franchise, very, very fucking low. 3 and 4 are just unwatchable. Just not even worth talking about, honestly. Just the way that it changes from 2 to 3 and 4, like I don't know how they went ahead with this guy's fucking script, man. Like it's so dumb. So I think this, unfortunately, like for me, 1 and 2 is like a lot of fun. I'll probably watch them again. But as a franchise, this is like the lowest tier you can get, unfortunately. For a movie that only has four movies, like for this to be like 50-50 is pretty bad, So it's pretty low tier for me. I would like to see it get remade, brought back,
I think this is one that could really benefit from that. Like get a big production company on board. I know like Blumhouse is hit and miss, but get a big company on it like them.
And even bring back Devoff. Like, he's still acting. He's in mainstream movies these days.
He's quite a bit older, but I mean he could still pull it off for
Yeah,
sure.
exactly. Yeah. But anyway.
Average score. I agree with you though. Yeah, like this ranks very, very low. The franchise turns into just a fucking jumbled up mess of like excuse me, poor production, terrible cinematography, and like the CGI in the third and fourth, god awful. All the way like from the fucking opening credits right to the end, just bad, bad, bad.
Yeah, and like the way the story goes, like you bring in fucking some angel and
Oh
just like
man.
the voiceovers and so stupid.
Yeah, the plot line of the fourth movie is just laughable.
Oh man, the fucking Mortal Kombat sword fight between
Yeah.
the hunter and the djinn. It's so bad.
Terrible. All right, how does the djinn rank for you among other horror killers?
This might be a hot take. Excluding three and four, the djinn as a character, I fucking love. He is instantly right up there with not like the slasher characters that we all love, but he's right there with Leprechaun, kind of those hokey, funny ones. And I think Devoff's portrayal is like top five of all time horror killers for me.
Excluding the like Mount Rushmore guys or like including them too.
As like, yeah, I'd say including those guys.
That's a hot take. But all right.
I just think he portrays it very well, like Robert Englund, does Freddy, like he just plays it so well. And I think that the way that Englund went into it, obviously Devoff had Englund to talk about in the first movie, we get tips from him about how he played Freddy and stuff like that. And I don't know, I just really, really liked him a lot as the djinn.
That's fair.
What about you?
I think the djinn is a very good idea, and could be done really well with the right production and budget. And yeah, like again, we're just fucking beating a dead horse with this. The first two movies, he's above and beyond better than second two or the third and fourth one. Is he top five? No, not for me. I'd put him like top 20 in those first two movies. Because like he's very charismatic. So he's able to get what he wants. Plus he can shape shift. Plus he's very like manipulative and just can't think of the word.
He's very good with words.
The charismatic aspect of him, but I don't know. He's a trickster. Like he's,
But the djinn in the third and fourth one is just fucking annoying. Like in the fourth one, he just keeps following the girl, like, give me a wish, give me a wish, give me a wish. Jesus Christ, man.
So I mean, he has the potential to be high up, but as of right now, for me, he's maybe top 20, but. There's a question I was gonna ask you. I can't remember what it was though. Oh, it wasn't a question. I saw in someone's review, they mentioned that the djinn killed Freddy Krueger, Candyman, and Jason Voorhees all in one movie, so he needs some respect or something like that. I was
That's
like,
amazing. I didn't
that's
even
a
think of that.
yeah, that's a cool way of putting it. All right, how do you rate the whole franchise? So what's your average rating?
Obviously, 3 and 4 brings in a lot, but average rating is a 1.88 out of 5.
Okay. Yeah, you're not too far off from me. Mine was a 1.75 out of 5. So franchise as a whole is not great. If you take those second or the third and fourth movie out of it, that obviously raises the score significantly. If we were to get a remake, who would you want to direct it?
Jordan Peele.
Oh shit. Huh. Yeah, that would be really cool. I mean, yeah. Yeah, I'd be down with that.
Or at least have him produce it, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, him producing it would be cool too. Yeah, that's an interesting one. I
What
like
is your
that.
answer?
I don't really have one. I just kind of thought of that question off the top of my head right now.
Okay,
I should have
okay.
had one in mind. I'm trying to think of like who's good with like the. I don't want to give like fuck it. Let's say Rob Zombie.
Okay.
Just think about how violent that would be.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like that would just be a blood fest. That's just off the top of my head. I didn't really. Rob Zombie directing it and then Peele producing it. Let's see that happen.
That would never happen.
What a fucking team
That's
up. All right. So you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see how they scored this franchise. The first one, Wishmaster. Critics gave it a 26% on 31 reviews.
only 31 reviews.
The audience gave it a 40% on 25,000 ratings and an average score of 3 out of 5. Wishmaster 2, 9% from the critics on 11 reviews. So it's low. Audience gave it a 30% on 5,000 ratings and an average score of 2.7 out of 5. Wishmaster 3, there is no critics score. Audience gave it a 17% on 5,000 ratings and an average score of 2.1 out of 5. Uh-oh. Let me pull up Rotten Tomatoes. Let me make sure I put the right one in there. Because I just used my notes from Critters 4 or from Critters and just kind of changed
Okay.
everything. So the last one says Critters, so I just want to make okay. Yeah, okay, it was right. Wishmaster 4 did not have a critics consensus. The audience gave it a 23% on 5,000 ratings and an average score.
That's way too high.
I was going to say, I don't know if you're paying attention or not, but they gave this one a higher score than the third one and very close to Critters 2 or Wishmaster 2, sorry. What are the scores for Letterboxd?
So Wishmaster has a 3.0 out of 5 on 54,000 watches. Wishmaster 2 has a 2.5 out of 5, has 18,000 watches. Wishmaster 3 has a 1.8 out of 5 on 7,700 watches.
More accurate.
And Wishmaster 4 has a rating of 1.9 out of 5 with 6,200 watches.
Okay. So again, 4 was higher than 3. All right. It's time for the body bag.
Yes, sir.
The kill count across the franchise is 284 kills.
Holy shit.
There's an asterisk, though.
Okay.
Two 200 of those kills are from the casino scene in Wishmaster 2.
Right.
So a lot of
Because
people got
even,
killed.
I think at one point in Wishmaster 2, the main girl asks someone, how many kills does he have left or souls does he need? And because, like, oh, and he's like 800 and something. So I think he needed like 1,000 souls or something like that. So, yeah.
1,001 souls, I think, is what it was. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. He was just going off in that second movie.
Yeah, he was. Wishmaster, sorry, Wishmaster had 39 kills. Wishmaster 2 had 226. Wishmaster 3 had 10, and Wishmaster 4 had 9. I think what you said at the beginning kind of rings true, because like the kill count dropped right the fuck off.
Oh yeah. I mean, you
So
can't really hang with 200 and whatever kills.
but I mean, across all four movies, he doesn't even get a third of what he needs. So
It's true.
kind of a pussy, really.
I mean, he's just in love, man.
I had fucking love story in the fourth one too, man. Like, what the fuck was that?
Sam was so fucking annoying. I was glad he was in a fucking wheelchair,
Yeah,
honestly.
man, he
He
was
was
really.
terrible and he was so fucking annoying.
Yeah. I like kudos to the character in that one. What was her name? Lisa?
Yeah, I don't even know. I think so.
Yeah, Lisa. Kudos to her for sticking around with him because he was a miserable bastard.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Like, I get it sucks. Like, you're fucking in a wheelchair because of a motorcycle accident, but
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. All right. How'd you rate the scares on this movie or this franchise? Sorry.
Was it like really scary, but I really liked a lot of the kills in it. It was really creative and gory for most of them. So I give it like I give it a 6 out of 10.
Six.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. What was the scariest movie in the franchise for you?
Scariest movie, I'll go with the second one.
Okay.
The guy, he was just out for blood, man. He didn't give a fuck. He
That's
would do
true.
anything and was so creative in the second one, and some of the kills were just fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that's fair. Right. What was your favorite death in the franchise?
My favorite death, and I was dying laughing, and I couldn't believe that they actually fucking did it. But in Wishmaster 2, whenever he is talking to one of the gang members, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I'm talking to my lawyer soon," and he's like
Oh yeah.
swindling him right with his words. He's like, "Oh, my lawyer can go fuck himself," and then he's like, the djinn says something like, "Okay," or something quirky, and you're like, "Okay," like goes away for a few minutes, and then like 10 minutes later, the gang member's going into the office with his lawyer, and his lawyer's like, "Hey man, I could get you out of here," and he's like, "Oh really? Sweet." And then the lawyer just like stops, and the acting of this is phenomenal. I thought it was hilarious. The guy just like, "Ugh," and he's like, "That was weird," and he's like, "Ugh," and then the guy literally starts fucking himself in the ass, and it was so stupid, but I could not stop laughing, and they actually fucking did it.
Was fucking funny.
And that actor went all in on it too. He was just, it kept going. Oh man.
Oscar-worthy
His
performance.
legs are like wrapped around, and you just see him
Yeah.
like, oh.
The prisoner's like, "The fuck's happening? Are you all right?
What
What are you doing?"
about you?
I gave the scares 3 to 10. I said there's some cool kills, and the effects in the first and second one are pretty awesome, but like overall, the franchise isn't scary. Scariest one in the franchise, I just said the first one because I don't know. It's hard to answer this one because none of them are really scary. So I just that one had the best looking gore, so I just kind of went with that.
That's fair.
My favorite death in the franchise, right at the fucking beginning, dude. That guy that's in Egypt, and his skeleton gets fucking ripped out of his
Yeah, that
body.
was really cool.
Cause it was like typical slow motion Tom Savini type effects, and like
Yeah.
he's kind of down on his hands and knees, and his skeleton just like starts to slowly come out of his body. And I was like, that
Yeah.
was so fucking cool.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
You have one more. Would you survive?
I want to say yes, but I feel like the djinn would trick me with like a play of words or something like that. So
Yeah.
like, I'll say no.
Okay. I also said no. Based strictly on the fact that ever since the first time I watched Aladdin, I've always wanted a genie to come into my life.
Okay.
And I know for a fact that I'd be fucking rubbing that fire opal like Give me my three wishes, motherfucker. And yeah, I'd get
Because it
fucked.
doesn't even matter. Like, if you wish for something good and you get it, your soul is still his, so it doesn't matter,
Yeah, you
right?
have to bargain your soul for a wish.
Yeah.
So in our Discord, you had asked for recommendations for movies that have a djinn in them. There was a movie that came out, I think it was 2022, and it was just called The Djinn. It's not a good movie, but if you wanted to watch another movie with a djinn, it's a very different feel from this one. They tried to make it scary, but it's not really great, but it's good enough. And other than that, man, like I don't think I've seen any other movie with one.
Yeah. The only thing I can think about, the one that we covered last year, kind of.
What was that one?
The Indian one.
Oh yeah, Brahma Yugama. Yeah, that's true. That was a good one.
But the only other ones that I could think of, not movies, but I know Supernatural has a couple of good episodes with a djinn in it.
Yeah. That's a series that I've always wanted to go back to because I stopped watching it once they started bringing in like the angels and shit. But I don't know. I feel like I know it kind of went downhill, but those first few seasons were. All right. So, yeah, if you're listening to this episode, I'm sure I feel like Ian would have a good list of djinn movies just because he watches the most fucking obscure movies I think I've ever seen. I feel like he's got just a whole section on his wall of
For
shit
sure,
like this.
for sure.
But yeah, if you're listening to this and you have any recommendations on movies that have a djinn in them or a genie of some sort, let us know. So that wraps up this episode and it wraps up our.
Before we do, actually,
Okay, sorry.
before we skip ahead of this movie franchise has some creative kills. What were some of your other favorite kills from this franchise?
Gotta try and remember them. Two that we mentioned, or let me pull up a.
Kane Hodder, the security guard.
Yeah.
Because the djinn is trying to break into a auction house, and Kane Hodder is the security guard, and he's like going back and forth with the djinn, and Kane says like, "Oh, you think you can walk? I wish you would walk right through me," or something
Oh
like that.
yeah. Oh, I have one.
Okay, go ahead.
In the prison, whenever he's in the holding cell, one of the other prisoners that's in there, he says to him, he's like, "What's your one wish?" He's like, "What are you, some sort of fucking genie?" And then he's like, I can't remember what he says originally. He's like, "You would sell your soul for that?" He's like, "Tell me something that you really want." And the guy's like, "Okay, I want to be able to walk through those bars." And then he fucking
And
shoves
like,
this whole guy's body through the bars.
and I just love the smile on his face
Yeah.
when it's like, okay.
Yeah.
I like Tony Todd's death as well.
I don't remember how.
He played like the bouncer or whatever at the party,
Yeah. I know
and
who he
then he's
was.
like, and then he won't let him in, and the djinn is like, "You really want to get out of, escape from this job, eh?" And then he like kind of like opens up to the djinn, and he's like, "Yeah, I want to escape." And then
Yeah.
he like puts him in like a water tank with the fucking
Yeah.
straitjacket.
Yeah. Also the was it in part one? The homeless guy, he wishes that the pharmacist would get cancer.
That was sick.
Yeah. And he just like gets all these boils all over his skin. That homeless guy, fuck man, that was funny. Fuck you.
The other ones.
What else we
He
got?
gets he convinces the two twins in the second one to beat up the main guy.
Oh yeah. Man, those two fucking twins. They were wild. Just like constantly doing kung fu and shit in the yard.
I love in the second one too. There's like a Russian guy in prison he meets, and like he's keep giving him wishes,
Yeah.
and then they're like back at this guy's like bar, and he's like, "Okay, your third wish," and he's like, he's talking to another gangster, and he's like, "Oh, we can't talk about, I don't know, Eli, whatever the fuck this other guy is," and he's like, I wish I had his head or something like that.
Yeah.
And then like I didn't even notice that they're like gonna give like his physical head, but his head literally switches to his body. That's so stupid.
What about the guy in two that says he never, or that he wished he'd never been born?
That was fucked up.
Yeah.
Cause you see like the fucking fetus too.
Just like completely de-ages them.
Yeah, I did kind of like the kill in four. Whenever he's talking, he's talking to the lawyer over the phone, and
Oh yeah, that one was
he
good.
makes him cut his face and then cut his tongue off, and then yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm glad that you brought that up actually, because that is a scene that I wanted to bring up. Fucking wicked scene, but it pissed me off so much because the guy cuts his nose off and his nose falls onto his desk. His entire nose falls onto his desk. But then the rest of the scene, his nose is still on his face. It's just all bloody. I was just like, you couldn't have made it look like he actually cut his nose off. Yeah, that was the only good kill in four.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, then he blows his head
Yeah,
off.
Dead Meat did a kill mat or a Wishmaster 2 kill count on YouTube. I might have to watch that.
This is where I get all the kill counts is
Oh,
from
is it?
Dead Meat,
Okay.
yeah. Anne in part three threw up all of her organs. That was a rough one.
Yeah, the casino had a bunch of deaths. So there's like a guy that gets killed by roulette balls, someone gets killed by playing cards. The casino dealer says, "Hit me," and then gets killed. Yeah. Anyway, we can end this.
No, that's a good question though. But yeah, this wraps it up. Wraps up our birthday month as well. So we are no longer doing franchise episodes until but so I mean it's my pick for the next movie. You told me to pick a good one. I told you I think I did. So our next episode is going to be on the autopsy of Jane Doe.
Finally, God, I've been so close to picking this movie for so long.
I was gonna
Nice.
do the Exorcism of Emily Rose, and I was like, "Nah, let's do."
Cool.
So, yeah, come back in 2 weeks and listen to that one. In the meantime, if you guys want to catch us on social media, you can find us at A Podcast on Elm Street on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. If you click the link in our bio on Instagram, you'll find links to our T Public account where we have our merch. I'm currently working on a new design. I started playing around with it on my phone whenever we were on vacation, and then I just haven't had a chance to fuck around with it again. Hopefully that'll be worked on soon. But yeah, check us out on Discord. It's been picking up a little bit.
Yeah, it's been
Yeah.
fun.
Yeah. And we have our individual Letterboxd accounts, all that jazz.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun this month. As you know, we love these franchise episodes. Even if they are fucking stinkers every once in a
Yeah,
while.
exactly.
But it's been a lot, so I'm happy that we're kind of going back to
I'll be
just a
too.
single episode or a single movie. But yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, cool. All right, guys, we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Bye.